risk related to exchange traded fund, ETF. You are exposed to the political, economic, currency, and other risks of a specific sector or market related to the underlying index. Liquid secondary market may not exist for ETF. Changes in the net asset value of the ETF may deviate from the performance of the tracking index due to factors such as fees, expenses, liquidity of the index constituents, failure of tracking strategy. Unlike other funds, ETF are usually passively managed and will not adopt defensive position against any market downturn. ETF may trade at premium or discount to its net asset value due to secondary market trading factors, such as market demand and liquidity. The subsidiaries and affiliates of the ETF manager may also play a role in the ETF, which may give rise to potential conflicts of interest. ETF may invest in single country and sector. ETF with tracking index relating to emerging markets may be subject to a greater risk of loss than investments in developed markets due to, among others, greater political, economic, taxation, and regulatory uncertainty risks, and an ETF may be subject to tax imposed by the local authorities in the market whose index it tracks, and is subject to the risk of change in policy of the reference market. If the linked asset is a synthetic ETF, you should be aware of the additional risks. You are exposed to the credit risk of the derivatives counterparties. In the event of default by any counterparty, the ETF may be suspended and the shares of the ETF may not continue to trade. The ETF may ultimately be terminated. You may suffer significant losses equal to the full value of the derivatives, net of any collateral provided. The derivatives counterparties are predominantly financial institutions, and this, in itself, may pose a concentration risk. Any adverse event affecting the performance of a particular derivatives counterparty may also have a negative impact on the performance of others due to the contagion effect. While some synthetic ETF may hold or have recourse to collateral to mitigate the exposure to credit risks of the derivatives counterparties, the collateral may not comprise any constituent securities of the index. The collateral may also be concentrated in particular markets, sectors, and/or securities issued by specific sovereign or public issuers, which may not be related to the underlying index. Furthermore, when an ETF seeks to exercise its rights against the collateral upon any default of counterparties, the market value of the collateral could be substantially less than the amount secured if the market drops sharply before the collateral is realized, thereby resulting in significant loss to the ETF. And higher liquidity risk is involved if the derivatives that a synthetic ETF invests in do not have an active secondary market. You should consider diversifying your investment and avoid excessive investment in any single type of investment products or in products from the same issuer. Investment involves risks. This product can be very volatile. Even if this product is authorized by SFC, it does not mean this product is suitable for all investors. You are advised to exercise caution. Not all the risks are listed above. You should consider diversifying your investment and avoid excessive investment in any single type of investment products or in products from the same issuer. Investment involves risks. This product can be very volatile. Even if this product is authorized by SFC, it does not mean this product is suitable for all investors. You are advised to exercise caution. Not all the risks are listed above. You should refer to relevant offering documents, such as prospectus, to understand more information before making any investment decision.